This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. On the American side of the U.S.-Canada border, there's an industry built to receive and hold packages for Canadians. The goods may be cheaper, and there's a tax savings when they jump over and pick up the boxes on the American side. With that border reopened now, Marketplace's Lily Jamali reports from the border town of Ogdensburg, New York.
The first thing you notice when you walk into NAC Logistics are the boxes. There are tens of thousands of them, stacked several feet high. Betsy Smith is the owner.
The front part of our warehouse is where all the small packages come in for the Canadian individual consumers. And as you can tell, we're over full.
The pandemic almost destroyed this business, which her dad started in 1957. These days, they charge $5 for each package they hold.
So if you do 2,000 packages at $5 a package, that's $10,000 in revenue I lose right off the bat every month that the border is closed. Yeah, I've been closed 20 months.
Smith was barely able to stay afloat thanks to two federal pandemic assistance loans and two draws on the Paycheck Protection Program. But the open border hasn't brought back the crowds that businesses like hers have been hoping for. That's true all along the 49th parallel, from here to Washington State. And Smith has had only a trickle of customers so far. With an X-Acto knife, Heidi Van Hoona cuts open a box, one of 70 addressed to her here. She drove over the border early from Cardinal, Ontario, where she runs a shelter for kittens. Some of these packages were delivered as far back as April of 2020.
We had three litter boxes, a cat tree, a thing to put the pets in the car with.
In fact, a recently rescued kitten is watching from a crate as Van Hoona does her inventory. Van Hoona breaks to feed him some formula, yet another of the deliveries she's picking up today.
Come on, little one.
Getting Canadians back to the U.S. side could take a while, says Christopher Sands, director of the Canada Institute at the Wilson Center in Washington.
When we had the disruption of the border after 9/11, it took about 3 years for tourism and cross-border shopping and visits across the border to reach the pre-9/11 level.
Even now with the border open, Canada has required citizens to show a recent negative molecular COVID test to return home. Those tests can cost up to $250 each, but Canada is now set to lift its testing requirement for trips shorter than 72 hours, giving package businesses on the U.S. side of the border hope that more Canadians will return. In Ogdensburg, New York, I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.